Hey there, wonderful souls. I am absolutely buzzing with excitement to welcome you all to the vibrant world of Define Your Narrative, the podcast where we embark on an exhilarating journey of self-discovery and empowerment. I'm Belle Evans, your guide on this adventure. And let me tell you, I am fired up and ready to dive headfirst into the power of storytelling and personal growth. See, I've always believed that our stories, those unique tales we carry within us, hold immense power. And guess what? It's time we fully embrace that power. In each episode of this podcast, we'll unravel the threads of our narratives, exploring the defining moments that have shaped us, and reclaiming the pen to write our own stories. I bring an energy that's infectious, a zest for life that knows no bounds. Through upbeat vibes and genuine curiosity, I'm here to encourage you to peel back the layers, dig deep, and uncover the brilliance within your own story. This podcast isn't just about stories, it's about you. It's about the resilience you didn't know you had, the strengths you've yet to uncover, and the limitless possibilities that await when we take control of our narratives. Join me, fellow seekers, as we redefine, reshape, and celebrate our narratives together. It's time to break free from limitations, rewrite the script, and live life on our terms. So here's to embracing our journeys, discovering our strengths, and unleashing the incredible potential within us all. I cannot wait to embark on this incredible journey with each and every one of you. Let's do this. Today, I want to welcome my very special guest from our partners at SLS. I have with me today Samuel Shi, the marketing director for SLS Digital.
Please call me Sam.
Well, Sam, thank you for coming on the show.
Of course.
Today. So, SLS Digital is not new. But it's gone through some changes over this past year.
Well, yeah. I mean, I came in 2023, so I wasn't really a part of the early days. But the focus of the business is really changing and getting a strong purpose. And that's really where the new drive is coming from.
So, what changed?
Well, our owner really started with software. The bread and butter was websites and custom online applications. But it was a bit scattered. Imagine you have all of these properties, intellectual or tangible, but they're not consolidated or organized. This redesign, I can't think of a better word, is to bring all of that under one umbrella.
Okay, makes sense. So...
So that digital assets tie in, publications tie in, and our brick and mortar businesses can service these platforms. So that was a lot of words. Let me sum up and say, the company has a unified focus on building its brand. It's in printing, publication, and digital media, with its core startup in software applications.
So how is a website different from an online application? Because it seems like they're both websites.
They are.
So,
but the application is designed for a specific customer purpose, like a login system for a gym or a learning management system.
So what got you into SLS Digital? How did this become part of your journey?
Well, this seemed like the next evolution for me. I'm 29, and I didn't necessarily want to continue in my 9-to-5. Throughout my career, I've always worked to connect to individuals who had some sort of entrepreneurial drive. So coming into SLS was a natural progression for me.
So it's brand management, it's business management, and promoting writers' business and promoting brands.
Yes, we also help in the publishing space and getting writers to the public. See, that's the cool part. We want to work with creators and writers and incentivize them to work with us. So we strive to be competitive in this space.
There are a lot of big players in that space.
We are looking to create our own network of writers who share the same vision as our team here.
That's exciting.
Yes, I'm looking forward to my new role here at SLS Digital. It definitely seems as though now I am authoring my story. Did you see what I did there?
Unfortunately, yes. No, just kidding. It's good. That's the purpose, to narrate our own story in life.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Sam, thank you for coming on the show. Now is the time I transition to the 5-question challenge.
What?
Huh.
Oh my.
Funny. I told you about this. All right, fine.
I mean, bring it
on,
Belle.
We're still gonna do it. Get ready for 5 questions with Belle. 3, 2, 1. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your worst fear?
Rapid fire questions.
Why are you the way that you are?
What?
Every time I try to do something fun, or exciting, and you make it not that way.
Isn't that the office?
Maybe. What's for lunch?
Taco Tuesday.
What color shoes am I wearing? No, you can't look now.
Pink?
Lucky guess.
Huh, I got them.
Yeah, right, sure. Anyway, and now the million-dollar question. What was the valuation of America Online in 2004?
$37.50.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for coming out and sharing with our listeners a little about your journey and then having a little fun with me as well.
Of course, I had a good time. It was a pleasure.
That was Sam Shee, the marketing director from SLS Digital. I hope you gained a little insight on their role. This podcast is made possible through SLS, so sign up for the newsletter and reach out to Sam or Lauren to see what they can do for you. I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude for joining me on this thrilling inaugural journey of Define Your Narrative. In future episodes, we'll explore the richness of our stories, delve into the depths of self-discovery, and embrace the incredible power of our narratives. As we wrap up this segment, remember that your story is uniquely yours, filled with chapters waiting to be written and tales waiting to be told. Let's continue to celebrate our journeys to redefine and shape our narratives, and most importantly, to live authentically, fearlessly, and with unwavering determination. Thank you for being part of this incredible voyage. Until next time, keep shining brightly and defining your narrative.